Can you believe it's November already? Let's check out some of the things that have happened on November 1st. And Australia's new polymer notes were launched on this day in 1993. We were the first country in the world to release the new type of money.
It's Australia's new polymer $10 note, and it was developed and printed right here. It uses microprinting and other security features that make it much harder to counterfeit than paper notes.
And as we get ready for this year's Melbourne Cup, it was on this day in 2005 that Maccabi Diva won a record third consecutive cup.
But a champion becomes a legend! Maccabi Diva has won it!
Topping the November 1st birthday list is Australian country music legend John Williamson. He's 74.
Troubler, I'm asking you.
Jim Steinman, the creator of the Bat Out of Hell phenomenon and the writer of many of Meatloaf's hits, is 72 today. He did chart in his own right with this single that Meatloaf also covered.
When you really, really need it the most, that's when rock and roll dreams come true.
Tina Arena is 52. She's gone on to have some big hits over the years, but I still picture that little girl with the big voice on Young Talentine. Actually, huge day for musical birthdays. You can add Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's 57. And Sophie B. Hawkins turns 55.
Damn, I wish I was your lover.
But away from the musical birthdays, talented Australian actress Toni Collette is 47.
When things are theoretical and you're just kind of ruminating, it can blow up into a monster. But once you start shooting, it all becomes practical. It's much easier.
And we don't get to celebrate a pole vaulter's birthday very often. Emma George is 45.
Here she goes, and she's over. She has got the world record. The crowd is happy. Emma George is happy. World record number 10.
Happy birthday, Emma George, and everyone celebrating a birthday on November 1st.